I don't think politicians are natural crooks.
Not all of them.
No, I don't think most of them are. I think they are actors. And actors are neither men nor women. Actors belong to a third sex. Actors are actors. And one aspect of it is the political game. But that kind of acting is not lying, as long as it refers to and reflects and exalts the essential, commonly held ideals of a culture. Those performances are part of our culture, even though they are performances, even though some of the actors themselves may be cynical about their performance. But what we have now cannot be excused in those terms. I don't think politicians are natural crooks.
Not all of them.
No, I don't think most of them are. I think they are actors. And actors are neither men nor women. Actors belong to a third sex. Actors are actors. And one aspect of it is the political game. But that kind of acting is not lying, as long as it refers to and reflects and exalts the essential, commonly held ideals of a culture. Those performances are part of our culture, even though they are performances, even though some of the actors themselves may be cynical about their performance. But what we have now cannot be excused in those terms. I don't think politicians are natural crooks.
Not all of them.
No, I don't think most of them are. I think they are actors. And actors are neither men nor women. Actors belong to a third sex. Actors are actors. And one aspect of it is the political game. But that kind of acting is not lying, as long as it refers to and reflects and exalts the essential, commonly held ideals of a culture. Those performances are part of our culture, even though they are performances, even though some of the actors themselves may be cynical about their performance. But what we have now cannot be excused in those terms. I don't think politicians are natural crooks.
Not all of them.
No, I don't think most of them are. I think they are actors. And actors are neither men nor women. Actors belong to a third sex.